You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Title: The Power of Intercessory Prayer. Topic: Intercessory Prayer. If you ever have been on the London subway, you have heard it yourself. Mind the gap. When we read the scriptures, we can find these three verses on the question of standing in the gap for someone or somebody. Ezekiel 22:30, King James Version. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Isaiah 59:16, King James Version. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Psalm 106:23, King James Version. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them? The following quote from John Kelman is what was a great contribution to this message. I quote, in an 1892 U.S. Supreme Court decision, the majority opinion cited numerous examples and proofs of America's Christian heritage. In 1954, California Governor Earl Warren, who went on to become the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said that America is a Christian land governed by Christian perspectives. But in 1992, when Mississippi Governor Kirk Fordyce referred to America as a Christian nation in a speech at a governor's conference, the media outrage was so strong, he was forced to retract his statement and apologize a few days later. Somewhere between 1892 and 1992, it stopped being acceptable to refer to America as a Christian nation. Yes, constitutionally, America has no established religion, nor is America a theocracy. Yet the Judeo-Christian principles of the Bible have characterized this nation since its founding, though it is considered politically incorrect to say so today. Jesus called the church to be salt in the world, to preserve goodness and create a thirst for God, Matthew 5:13. If you are a Christian, do not be afraid. Let your voice be heard in the public square, lest it become illegal for it to be heard at all. May God pity a nation whose factory chimneys rise higher than her church steeples. John Kelman. Have you ever seen somebody so devastated that they just could not cry anymore? That their hurt was so great that it had completely numbed them? I don't have to think that far back to come up with some examples. The 911 disaster, the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart, the tornado in Joplin, the floodings in the northeastern states, the Bastrop fire. And what about those more personal, close-to-home encounters that make things personal? I have some, and I know you have some too. But that is the time that we need our Lord and Savior the most, and at that moment, we are shutting God out. That, my dear friends, is when we need intercessory prayer the most. That is the point in time where we need to have somebody pray and cry for us, somebody that stands in the gap. Why do you cry, I cry, my friend? Because you are not able to. So let's go back to our scripture references and place them in the time we live in. Ezekiel 22:24, 32, Common English Bible, human one say to her, you are an unclean land without rain on the day of reckoning. The conspiracy of princes in her is like a roaring lion ripping up prey. They've piled up wealth and precious goods and made many widows in her. Her priests have done violence to my instructions and made my holy things impure. They have not clearly separated the holy from the ordinary, and they have not taught the difference between unclean and clean things. They've disregarded my Sabbaths, so I've been degraded among them. The officials in her are like wolves ripping up prey. They shed blood and destroy lives for unjust riches. Her prophets have whitewashed everything for them, seeing false visions and making wrong predictions for them, saying, "This is what the Lord God says," when the Lord hasn't spoken. The important people of the land have practiced extortion and have committed robbery. They've oppressed the poor and mistreated the immigrant. They've oppressed and denied justice. I looked for anyone to repair the wall and stand in the gap for me on behalf of the land so I wouldn't have to destroy it, but I couldn't find anyone. So I've poured out my anger on them. With my furious fire, I've finished them off. I've held them accountable. This is what the Lord God proclaims. God is actually searching for somebody to fill up the gap, to repair the wall that has fallen to pieces because bad mortar was used. Mortar that provided a quick fix, but that would not hold under winds and rain. God was searching for somebody that would repair that relationship between him and his people. An extreme example of this standing in the gap is this example: your friend is dying of cancer and the next chemotherapy has just weakened him so much the only thing he can do is just lie there and wait. God is there too, listening to what your friend has to say, and you are sitting beside the bed in the middle, knowing your friend's needs. What are you going to do? Are you such a good friend that you literally can feel his needs and pains? And with that, you pray for him, you cry for him, you plead for him to God. In this example, standing with your arms stretched between God and your friend, bridging the gap. That is true intercessory prayer. Isaiah 59, 11, 19, Amplified Bible. We all groan and growl like bears and moan plaintively like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, O Lord, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know and recognize them as rebelling against and denying the Lord, turning away from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving in and muttering and moaning from the heart words of falsehood. Justice is turned away backward, and righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God stands far off. For truth has fallen in the street, the city's forum, and uprightness cannot enter the courts of justice. Yes, truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, no one to intervene on behalf of truth and right. Therefore, his own arm brought him victory, and his own righteousness, having the Spirit without measure, sustained him. For the Lord put on righteousness as a breastplate or coat of mail, and salvation as a helmet upon his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal and furious divine jealousy as a cloak. According as their deeds deserve, so will he repay wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. On the foreign islands and coastlands, he will make compensation. So, as the result of the Messiah's intervention, they shall reverently fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him and put him to flight, for he will come like a rushing stream which the breath of the Lord drives. Again, this is a cry for intercessory prayer for our governments, our churches, our fellow believers, our family members. Only verse 19, as the result of the Messiah's intercession, they are able to fear the name of the Lord, respect his law, his direction, guidance, his example, following Jehovah Nissi. Notice that God is once more making the statement that he was looking for an intercessor and once again could not find anyone. Notice the additional statement he then makes in this second verse, where he says that he then wondered that there was no intercessor. Key word, wondered. This key word is telling us that God the Father was wondering why no one was willing to come forth to intercede for what was being needed at the time. The way he is wording all of this, he is basically implying that he cannot believe that not even one person was willing to step forward to intercede before him. God is really shouting out. He is not only telling us that he is wanting people to approach him for intercessory prayer when it is needed, but he will be wondering why no one will be willing to step into the gap for another person to take up a specific prayer assignment, especially if the prayer assignment is being given direct to that person by the Holy Spirit himself. How does not Psalm 106 show us how Moses stood in the gap for his people, for God's own people? God would not destroy them because Moses stood for them in the gap. God is truly looking for people who want to make the jump and stand in the gap, as the key verses of our scripture reading have shown us. Think about it for a second, that we can go into the gap and pray for someone else and have a good chance on getting God to want to move to answer the prayer. If God is telling us that he is actually looking for intercessors, then that tells us that he will be answering many of their prayers. Otherwise, he would have never said this in the first place. Some examples are praying for people or a person that does not know God, people with a little or misguided faith, people in a sudden emergency, someone to sick or comatose, praying for government, leadership in church or government, the president, for change, praying for situations, natural disasters, spiritual breakthrough, safety, Psalm 34:11-19, Amplified Bible. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to revere and worshipfully fear the Lord. What man is he who desires life and longs for many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek, inquire for, and crave peace and pursue, go after it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the uncompromisingly righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their distress and troubles. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart and saves such as are crushed with sorrow for sin, and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. Many evils confront the consistently righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That is why we as Christians need to stand in the gap, cry the tears of the righteous in grief on behalf of our country and our society at whole. Ezekiel 22:30. The world is going to hell in a handbasket, and I pray that the Christians will hear this Rhema word of God and intercede on behalf of Bub, 1, their personal and church families, 2, their city, 3, their county, 4, their country, 5, the governments. On each one of these, drawing them to God in our intercessory prayer, weep and lament on behalf of the inability to cry for their transgressions, hurting the one true love and provider. Why do you cry? Because they are not able to. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.